Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy Easter Sunday. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, right here at blogtalkradio.com. This has been a different kind of Easter for all of us, most of us, but still a very special, special Easter. We all are realizing that God lives within us. And I can feel the love. I'm sure many of you feel the love. And as we continue to pray, for coronavirus, COVID-19, for this outbreak to end, and for the death to stop, to slow down, to stop, and for all of us to continue doing the best we can to practice social distancing, living in self-isolation, and living the quarantine lifestyle. That's something all of us have in common. We are living the quarantine lifestyle. We have so many different types of lifestyles out there, right? But we all incorporating the quarantine lifestyle into our daily lives and the way we function daily. So thank you to everyone that sent me happy Easter greetings. Like I said, I love Jesus Christ and I love Easter. Easter bunnies, Easter eggs, chocolate, all of that good stuff. My little great nieces, they're excited right here at the house and still excited and enjoying themselves regarding Easter, recognizing the resurrection of Jesus Christ and also the Easter bunny and Easter eggs and baskets and so on. But again, thank you, and thank you all for accepting my happy Easter greetings and prayers. And also sending love out to those of you that are that we're praying for to get better. And things that were going on in our lives before coronavirus. We must continue to pray and work hard on being and smart and love, spreading love and being there for one another. And coronavirus have just has just, wow, just shocked us, and we're dealing with it. We're doing a good job, though. We are doing a good job. We're going to defeat this, and big shout-out to the first responders, to the men and women of the cloth, to all of us that are just being more caring of one another and being more mindful of one another and keeping each other strong. Just a big shout out, a big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to the listeners. Big shout out to social media friends, those that we all know in person, our immediate family members and friends and cohorts and peers and people we interact with. So many people are talking to each other. They have probably never talked to one another. It's odd. We are distancing ourselves, but we are interacting more also with one another. Only God. And so I'm believing in miracles. I know you all are also. But again, thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Big happy birthday, early birthday wishes to my guy, Terry, whose birthday is tomorrow. My brother-in-law, my mentor, Tommy L., as you guys know, owner of Africa Imports in Traders Village. And Traders Village has been closed going on a third week in Dallas, Fort Worth area, not far from Potter's house. So definitely be catching Reverend T.D. Jakes tonight because my plan was to be at his church for Easter Sunday. No joke. Also, I just posted a video of Pastor Gary Adams, senior at the church that I'm a member of, Cathedral AME Zion, for those of you that want to catch his service also. I do my best to share some of the most awesome and blessed pastors and ministers out there on my pages, that are my Facebook friends and all, and some of my favorites. Also, let's see, it's just been amazing. And then the stories that all of us share. After this broadcast, we'll do a Facebook Live. So looking forward to interacting and listening and sharing with many of my Facebook friends, too, on Facebook Live. I know, when have I done a Facebook Live like that? So it would be probably about 30 minutes after the ending of this broadcast, we will have a Facebook Live gathering to, you know, talk about Easter, celebration of Easter, and talk about, of course, what we're dealing with, living our quarantine lifestyle, dealing with the coronavirus, and aka COVID-19, and other important topics. Right now, in Jackson, Mississippi, my native Jackson, Mississippi, we're in the midst of bad weather. Earlier, tornado watch, tornado warning, hail and heavy winds, it died down. It is very dark. Like right now, it's left at 3, but it looked like it's like getting dark, like right before 7 or something. I'm looking at the TV screen with the volume down, Simpson County, where my love is. Tornado watch to 8 o'clock. So pray for Mississippi. It was predicted it would be bad tornadic weather, and it is bad tornadic weather. But one thing about it, it's not as bad as the meteorologist thought it would be. It's not as bad as they thought it would be. It's not as bad as the meteorologist predicted. So thank you. Please excuse me, you all. I had a little interruption. But it's not as bad as meteorologists had predicted. So my apologies for that pause. I had a little interruption, that's all. But I want to go over some points that I have gone over in previous shows regarding how we can slow down the spread of coronavirus. And this is from the World Health Organization. I've shared this information before, but it's important to repeat, you know, important facts that we get from CDC, from World Health Organization, the guidelines that President Trump administration have made in partnership with CDC. It's important for us to, you know, to keep that so we can build these habits and rebuild these habits, because these are lessons that we have been taught in our lifetime anyway, but just reminders of what we need to do. I had posted a video earlier from the First Lady and Ivanka Trump, and even Trump himself, who they discussed how to, you know, get your family involved and how to, like the First Lady recommend, a family song that lasts like 20 seconds of washing your hands and so on. So it's a pretty cool video, PSA. If you guys have not seen it, definitely check it out. But again, from the World Health Organization International, WHO, WHO.int, do the 5. Help stop coronavirus. Hands, wash them often. 2, elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. Which, that, been in the beauty business since I was a kid. That's something that we're taught and teach people, but it's still like, so many of us, you know, touch our face, but we don't touch our face. Space, keep safe distance. You know, your personal space, be mindful of your personal space and other people's personal space. And some, 6 feet. Home, stay if you can. And again, when it comes to the mask, which everybody, I even wear scarves now because I don't have any mask. I do have the gloves because I have a box of gloves left from when my sister and I were caregivers for our mom, and would get gloves from the home health nurses. But I don't have a mask, so I've been like wrapping my scarves. Like I've been wearing an Anthony Hankin scarf, and that I wrap around my face when I'm out in public. But how to put on, use, take off, and dispose of a mask. And I've talked about it on previous broadcasts. Coronavirus disease, COVID-19, advice for the public, when and how to use masks. If you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person with suspected 2019-N COVID infection. Now, understand everybody, whenever you leave out, when you're on an out, and cover your mouth. Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand cleaning, with alcohol-based hand rub, and that's sanitizer, soap and water. Soap and water. You know, nothing like over-the-counter, like prescribed. Soap and water. Soap and water. Replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp and do not reuse single-use masks. To remove the mask, remove it from behind. Do not touch the front of mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean hands with alcohol-based hand rub, sanitizer, or soap water. Before putting on a mask, make sure your hands are clean with alcohol-based hand rub, sanitizer, or soap and water. So you know all that, but it's important for us to repeat. It's important for us to remind ourselves of what we need to do. So I won't repeat that again, but again, your hands, your elbow, your face, and space and home. Hands, wash them often. Elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. Space, keep safe. Distance at home, stay if you can. Only go out when it's essential, when it's of importance. Again, when you received that little postcard that was sent out a couple of weeks ago from President Trump's office, from the CDC in the White House, it's important to put it on the refrigerator, write it up in large letters, which I still need to do, and review it, go over it with everybody. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. I was watching a New York report where this man, they stressed the importance of wearing a mask. This one passenger did not have a mask on, and he literally was handled and pulled off the bus. But in the report also, they said they kind of revised that, but you know, they handled him. I mean, that was something. They really handled him. I know reports overseas, I've seen people literally get spankings and like beatings from law enforcement for being not practicing social distancing, going to church, being in gatherings. And then I seen this guy like handled, pulled off of that public transportation, off that bus. Kudos to the city of Jackson, the J-Train public transportation bus drivers and passengers have been doing an awesome job. Supervisors of the city of Jackson, the mayor, the governor, you know, they've been doing the best they can. And most people are doing their best to be law-abiding citizens also. But again, if you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person, I have serious underlying health conditions, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Coronavirus does not discriminate. It has affected babies to 100 plus. So no one is like disregarded from this. So, but we're going to defeat it, right? Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use pickup or delivery options, which is mandatory at most places anyway. You got to pick up, deliver, or curbside. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes. And I have an aunt, and I had been putting off going to visit her. Right when I was preparing to go visit her, this rule went into effect. So I hope when I call today or tomorrow that my call can get through. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially to touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Disinfect frequently. Use items and surfaces as much as possible. And you go to coronavirus.gov to check out all of that information. Big shout out to SBA also and all 50 states. Because right now, The president has declared all 50 states under a state of emergency. This is history. No sitting president have had to determine all 50 states under a state of emergency. State of Mississippi, we were recently put on a state of emergency because of the flooding. Right when we were recovering from the flood, coronavirus. And right now we're experiencing, like the rain is pouring down heavily right now. But hopefully those tornadoes that they have been warning us about, they're down. So you guys definitely keep us in your prayers regarding that. So a big shout out to the SBA, big shout out to the people that are working and helping people fill out their unemployment. Last time I talked, I shared a lot of information regarding the state of Mississippi, and a lot of states have been that don't have unemployment like programs. They have been calling Mississippi so they can get assistance with creating one in their state. So big shout out to people because they're like creating a new call center here, hiring like 100 people and also 100 temporary. I'm like, I need to get one of those gigs. And so SBA, food pantries, nonprofit organizations, individuals are just doing a great job stepping out. First responders doing a great job. Those that, you know, I'm from a retail background, so those that are working on the front line at in retail locations and food, retail, big shout out to you guys. Shout out to everybody because we all are in this together and nobody is disregarded because we all need each other. So time we had talked, I had mentioned the Department of Employment Security here in the state of Mississippi and in your state, you know, check them out. If you need assistance, you know, contact the state of Mississippi. I was watching Malcolm Johnson's show, Tell It Like It Is on WOAD on Facebook. I had worked for him when he was campaigning to be District 5 supervisor. He works for my friend, David L. Archie, who is the new supervisor of District 2 in Hinds County. And so he had mentioned visit HinesCountyMS.com for a lot of information and that it's still important for people that need new tags to get their tags because the government has not said you don't need to get tags when you buy cars and have cars. But visit your county that you live in website to get a lot of information, your city website, and definitely your state website to get a lot of information regarding what's going on. Visit SBA.gov for, you know, loan information. The loans, there are loans available for practically everybody, even people in for unemployed, people that are usually not qualified for unemployment are qualified. And I went over a lot of that information during the last broadcast. Also, there's a lot of information at the bottom of my screen on ABC affiliates, and I can read some of this. We have the meteorologist David Hartman is sharing important information with us regarding the bad weather. And you guys, if you hear something that sounds like wind and rain, you hear right. It is raining heavily. It is white rain, matter of fact. Oh, it's a tornado warning again. Tornado warning for several counties. They had hoped that it would not freshen up. Severe thunderstorm warning is happening. So since this is going on, I'm sharing this because many people that are in the state are listening, and then many of you that have loved ones here. You have me, if I'm the only one you have. You know, you need to know what's going on right here in the state of Mississippi. So there's a lot going on right here in Jackson, but there's a lot going on in Macomb area and down where my love is in Simpson County and south of Jackson, Mississippi, and it's a lot. This is part of life in Mississippi, tornadoes and hurricane weather. It's a way of life, but you know what? No two are the same. I'm 51, have lived in this kind of weather all my life, and it's always like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? You know, but we just pray that it goes on by. So, you know, so thank you all for your prayers for this storm to weaken on this Easter Sunday. So I am going to read some of the information that's at the bottom of the screen regarding coronavirus, COVID-19. Officials around the world are pushing to get more ventilators to treat coronavirus patients. Some doctors actually are moving away from using the machines. The reason is that some hospitals have reported unusually high death rates for coronavirus patients on ventilators. Some doctors worry that the machines could be harming certain patients. In other words, making the situation worse because causing death. Generally speaking, 40% to 50% of patients with severe respiratory distress die while on ventilators. As many as 85% of the coronavirus patients placed on the machines within New York City's public hospital system have died. And a big shout out to the governor, Governor Cuomo. I love watching his press conferences. Well, everybody's press conferences have been just amazing and informative. The worldwide number of COVID-19 cases has now surpassed 1,835,000. Well, the U.S. death toll has surpassed Italy for the most in the world, with over 20,000 deaths been reported. And total case numbers have now exceeded 515,000. Testing capacity. Government officials say coronavirus testing capacity in the U.S. should be in the ballpark needed to begin reopening the country by May. So that May is in a couple weeks. By May, if the president recommends lifting some social distancing guidelines, some states really aren't even practicing. In some areas, it's not a problem. And so some states aren't even really following the rules. Dr. Fauci said there's no doubt you're going to see cases. When some of the current social distancing restrictions are relaxed, Dr. Fauci commended the steps Americans are taking to socially distance, but warned that the country as a whole should not be pulling back. I mean, we still need to be proactive and aware and, you know, not be careless. Antibody tests. Dr. Anthony Fauci says antibody tests, which show who has already been infected with the coronavirus, will be available in the U.S. soon. Yay! Sign me up. New York deaths. New York State Health Department announcing COVID-19 victims who die at home will be counted in death toll. New York State has more coronavirus cases than any other country. New York State has more cases than any country in the world, with more than 180,000 cases and 8,600 deaths. So the one state of New York have more cases than any country. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services planning on buying $2 billion worth of ventilators for a strategic national stockpile, and will distribute the needed medical equipment to states. So this is at the bottom of my ABC affiliate, Channel 16, WAPT News. So I'm reading this information. This is like breaking news. Outbreak threatens peace. United Nations Secretary General is warning that the coronavirus pandemic is threatening international peace and security. Antonio Guterres warned the UN Security Council this can potentially lead to an increase in social unrest and violence. Oh, we are at a stay-at-home executive order in Jackson, Mississippi, and the governor has a shelter-in-place executive order going on. The crime in the capital city here has not ceased. No joke. That's sad. And I see it's sad in other cities, too, across the country. COVID-19 started circling the globe in January. After Thursday's meeting, the council issued its first brief press statement. It expressed support for all efforts of the Secretary General concerning the potential impact of the COVID-19 pandemic to conflict-affected countries. It's hot here right now, too. It's in the 80s, you guys and ladies. So, you know, that's how tornadoes will spawn, when it's humidity and hot. To take money from the $2 trillion stimulus bill, we'll have to agree not to send surprise medical bills to patients. You know when that big bill comes. To patients treated for COVID-19. Surprise bills happen when a patient with health insurance gets treated at an out-of-network emergency room or when an out-of-network doctor assists with a hospital procedure. They cannot run to tens of thousands of dollars. The stimulus bill created a $100 billion fund for the health care system. Providers who accept the grants will have to agree not to bill more than patients would have paid in their insurance network. So no surprise medical bills. Mississippi cases. The Mississippi State Department of Health is reporting 139 new cases of COVID-19 in Mississippi with 3 new deaths. There are 2,781 total cases with 96 deaths in Mississippi. Now, the governor of the state of Mississippi, he created a task force way before coronavirus even came to the state, right when it came to, like, arrived. 53 long-term facilities around the state have been affected too. Racial disparity in cases. On April 10th, the Mississippi State Department of Health highlights the racial disparity in cases of COVID-19. Black or African-American patients make up 55% of Mississippi's COVID-19 cases. White patients make up 36% of COVID-19 cases. And you guys check out Dr. Tim Quinn's page, Quinn's Healthcare. He's my new PCP, and a big shout-out to my longtime doctor, Dr. Barbara Sullivan, at Women's Clinic Baptist Hospital. Dr. Quinn is usually on the JTV CBS affiliate here, and he has been, like, educating us about coronavirus when it was still just in China. So he's well-versed on it, so definitely go to his page and like his page and check out his interviews and information that he and his wife and family and staff share. The racial disparity in deaths caused by COVID-19, Black or African-Americans make up 66% of deaths in Mississippi. Caucasians make up 34% of deaths in Mississippi. Pediatric cases. Cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in pediatric patients in Mississippi. 16 cases are in children between the age range of 1 and 5. 18 cases are in children between age range of 6 and 10. 35 cases are in children between the age range of 11 and 17. That's what we were just talking about. It does not discriminate regardless of your age. The headlines, unemployment update. Nearly 87,000 Mississippians have applied for unemployment in the past few weeks, which is an $8,000 8,000% increase since the COVID-19 crisis began. Before this happened, Mississippi had been like on the up and up. And this crisis began, according to Governor Tate Reeves. Governor Reeves announced stimulus money from the Federal CARES Act, with start being distributed Friday. The Department of Employment Security announced, which I talked about on the last broadcast about that press conference, will open a new call center, how 100 additional employees and 100 temps, temporary employees, to help deal with the influx of those that need help, the large amounts of calls that are coming in. The call centers are now open 7 days per week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And again, keep us in your prayers. We're under tornado weather warnings. Governor Reeves has initiated a statewide burn ban also, with no exemptions effectively immediately. The burn ban will remain in effect until further notice. Under a statewide burn ban, outdoor burning of any kind is prohibited. There are no exemptions for agricultural. You guys know this agricultural state. For agriculture or prescribed burns under this burn ban. Persons caught violating a burn ban can be fined, as well as be held responsible for any smoke or fire damage. So in your state, check out things, any bans that are happening. In 50 states, check out any bans. Burn bans are enforced locally by the county sheriff's department. Contact your county sheriff's department to find out if there's any bans going on in your area due to coronavirus. Hinds Detention Officer is positive. Hinds County Detention Officer Center has tested positive for COVID-19. Officials with the Hinds County Sheriff's Office say the officer is off work and undergoing medical treatment. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Mississippi State Department. So big shout out to Hinds County Sheriff Lee Vance and his staff and his, all of his officers. The officer's condition is being closely monitored. So sending the officer many prayers. Get well soon. So Hinds County is the county of Jackson, Mississippi is in. Okay, there's an online commencement. Mississippi State University is holding spring commencement online. The ceremony will be Friday, May the 1st at 2 p.m. MSU President Mark E. Kinnam will confer degrees and address the new graduates. So that's good. Still a graduation will happen. And if you guys, Mississippi State, that is Dak Prescott's alma mater. You know where he, you know when he Cowboys got him, and he's been making news too. Allegedly had a party of like at least 30 guests. He and Ezekiel Elliott is partying, allegedly. So. People have already been concerned about he, Ezekiel, and Dez working out together. But big shout out to the guys, to them boys. And, you know, I don't know. I've shared several articles regarding that. Miss Mississippi's postponed. Miss Mississippi pageant has been rescheduled because of the coronavirus outbreak. The competition was supposed to be held, and you know, pageants are a big deal here. I mean, I'm a former hair model and always love modeling, but I was in one pageant. You guys know pageants are a big deal in the South, Southern Belles. So now the pageants and the team, Mississippi pageants, they're being rescheduled. The team, Miss Mississippi, they're going to try to reschedule for July. Team pageant was slated for April, but will also have to be rescheduled. Organizers said they still have not chosen a specific date for both events. So the Miss Mississippi and the Team Mississippi pageants are postponed. A shelter in place order. Governor Tate Reeves' statewide shelter in place order is in effect. Individuals are to stay home and practice social distancing. The governor said he and his family want to stay at the mansion and practice it and have their Sunday service at the house. People may leave their homes once performing essential activities such as caring for someone in the vulnerable population, getting food or necessary supplies, and working for an essential business. Social and other non-essential gatherings in groups of more than 10 people must be canceled or rescheduled. Restaurants may only remain open if they offer drive-through, curbside, takeout, or delivery service. No dining in. Individual outdoor recreation is encouraged. Go for a walk or jog. All the parks are closed here. The neighborhood park in my neighborhood closed. Essential businesses will remain open but must comply with social distancing. Governor Tate Reeves' latest executive order defines essential businesses and services as the following. And the mayor, Mayor Lumumba, pretty much is the same as the governor's. Grocery stores, hospitals and clinics, pharmacies, utilities, post office, takeout restaurants. And this is pretty much the same here all across the country, right? Gas station, first responders, financial institutions, child care services, local media, including television, radio, newspaper, and digital news sites. So my podcast is considered essential. Oh, as essential businesses, those establishments will remain open during shelter-in-place orders. Evictions are suspended, though people are still required to pay any rent or make any mortgage payments. Governor Tate Reeves' statewide shelter-in-place order went into effect at 5 p.m. Friday, April the 3rd, and will remain in effect until Monday, April the 20th. So we have 1 week until tomorrow. And in the city, I believe the deadline is April the 17th, and it started that noon there's a mental health hotline. The Mississippi State Department of Mental Health is encouraging Mississippians to learn about how they can cope with stress and anxiety during the coronavirus pandemic. The DMH helpline will remain staffed at all times and is available by calling 1-877-210-8513. So that is the mental health hotline, and the number disappeared from the screen. So I should have written it down. But that's the number for the mental health hotline. And it's important for us to have our sound mind, our health, right, and our spiritual health, and our financial health, health and wealth, and a good mind, sound mind. Because I know so many of us are freaking out. So we're trying to stay calm. Like my late mom used to say, stay calm. Stay calm, good, bad, in between. Do your best to stay calm. So we got to do our best to stay calm. And it's hard, but we have to do our best to stay calm. Because really, I've had many Facebook friends to be like suicidal, like within the past few weeks. So it's crazy. And, you know, so it's important for us to check in on people. And just to, you know, say, hey, I'm checking on you. And I appreciate when people check on me. I do my best to try to respond to everybody also. And I appreciate you and thank you. Can I disregard anybody? Somebody take time out to reach out to you. It's important to reach back. And also, thank you guys for emailing me at culturshock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Again, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Also at Ms. Bethany C. Williams at gmail.com. Ms. Bethany C. Williams, Bethany B. T. H. A. N. Y. C. Williams at gmail.com. And also, you know, DMing me and talking to me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube. And I'm still trying to, I'm almost there. I'm still trying to get into my LinkedIn. My, for some reason, I send them a copy of my DL, but it's still like it's not clear enough for them. So at least I know the security is really good. I'm having such attack. I know I have like 500 to 1,000 connection invites because I love this LinkedIn. And you guys know it. So I'll be back in soon. I'm trying to get it through to interact and effectively network with you there. But again, thank you for your love and support. Happy, happy Easter. Remember, visit SBA.gov. Here in the state of Mississippi, MEMA's new resource website is msboc.org. msboc.org. I posted on my page, Inc. Magazine hosted an awesome town hall meeting. I posted on my page, but then also check out their website. It was an awesome town hall meeting, so informative. Discussion with so many people in different areas of information regarding the stimulus package, the stimulus money. So, like from the SBA, from the unemployment, from how to spend the money, what to do when you get the money. Save the money, use it on essential bills, all of that important stuff. So check out that information. I have it posted on my Facebook and on my Twitter and it's on whatever social media I can get it on. Big shout out to the James Franco Group project, the James Franco Project Group, my Save Dallas page, all the groups and pages that I am a part of, internet groups that I'm a part of, podcast groups. And so on. Just thank you all for your love and support. I do my best again to follow up with you. And a big shout out to the Avon community and CTFO and HB Naturals. And again, to everybody at Traders Village, Africa Imports, you guys contact Tommy. Tommy has an array of soaps. I even have a catalog. I can provide you information, get you in touch with Tommy so we can place orders on soaps and coconut butter, shea butter, black soap, basic soaps, and so on. But you can get soap. We can get soaps everywhere. But there, he has an array in his inventory regarding soaps. So you could definitely need to give him a shout out regarding soaps and contact him regarding ordering soaps. I mean, there's African apparel and oils, essential oils, and all of that incense. But, you know, bottom line, we need soap, right? Soap to wash our bodies, to wash our hands, to keep clean. So definitely contact him. But again, thank you. Happy, happy Easter day. Happy birthday to my guy, my man, Terry, tomorrow. I'm broadcasting the show tomorrow, and you can catch me on Springer, too. I know I've been saying that, but I'm going to do a Springer show because I've been having trouble uploading music, and I have some music I want to play for you guys, and I can upload my music on my Springer podcast so I can share informative information with you and then at the same time play some awesome music for you, too. And remember, send me your awesome music. DC White has an awesome song called My City that I'm trying to put up as my intro. I have shared the video with you guys. It is hot. Ode to his native New Orleans. But you know, New Orleans is being hit hard. But you know, New Orleans, I mean, their mayor is just also Mayor Cantrell. New Orleans is like, okay, we not letting this get us. And so New Orleans is doing their thing, and it's an ode to New Orleans. Yes, there's a song about Jackson called My City, too. But this is a new lick right here that DC is pumping, produced by a Houston-based producer. But it is awesome song, awesome video. Shout out to different wards in New Orleans, and it's a feel good song. It make you think about your own cities. You know what I'm saying? And then those of you that love New Orleans, I mean, make you even like, oh, that is so cool. But it's a cool groove to it. It really is. So a big shout out to Lil Boosie, who I like networking with on Instagram. Oh, he calls my baby tomorrow. Wish him a happy birthday. Okay, I asked him to. So, look, I'm telling it. But I hope he does. That would be a sweet surprise. But, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Big shout out to all my family and friends here in Mississippi and Texoma and Durant, in Dallas, in Minneapolis, Twin Cities, my city that I've never visited. And I can't wait. I thought we would make it up there in June for Prince's birthday, but I don't know. So much love. Definitely check out Paisley Parr's Instagram page. They've been doing like some interviews on that page, on the Instagram. So you guys check out their Q&As that they've been having. I missed one that they had earlier this week. A big shout out to Princess the Tiger and the family and all of the music family and so on. That you guys can catch on my page. And, you know, I even have a Revolution Minneapolis Sound Project group. It's a closed group like the James Franco group. So you guys just send your friend requests and let's have some fun. But, again, thank you. Let's do this. Let's defeat the COVID-19. Again, first responders and doctors and all of us, let's just do our best to social distance, to show much love, more love to one another, and defeat this pandemic also. So I shared a video that I stumbled upon too. Oh, President Obama, not only did Bill Gates predict this in 2015, in 2014, former President Obama warned about his fear of the world, of the country not being prepared for the next pandemic. I shared a video last week. Former President Bush, H.W. Bush, in 2005, shared his concern of a pandemic affecting the world and the world not being prepared. Right. But again, thank you guys and ladies. Happy Easter. Much love. And remember, if you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. One of my college instructors from Hines Community College, Mrs. Jerry Roberts, always put that in our heads. She was a former buyer from McRae's, graduate of USM, and she always stressed that to us. If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's all keep planning and planning to live healthier, cleaner lives and defeat this coronavirus. Thank you so much, and God bless you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and remember, in about 30 minutes, we'll do a Facebook Live. Okay, at Bethany Williams and Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you guys know, you guys that are social media friends of mine, you guys know. Okay, well, thank you, and God bless. And again, happy birthday to my guys, my love, Terry, my brother-in-law, Tommy, and also my nephew, my son, my brother's son, Maurice. Three guys, three birthdays tomorrow. Okay. But thank you, and God bless. Much love. God loves you.